You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. As part of the city's plan to stop the spread of COVID-19 in homeless shelters, thousands of people who are living in congregate settings have been moved into hotels, including in some of the city's wealthiest neighborhoods. WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports on the Upper West Side, residents are mounting a campaign to kick them out.
For the past week, members of a newly created Facebook group, Upper West Siders for Safer Streets, have been circulating images amongst one another. There's one of a man who apparently overdosed in a pharmacy. Another one shows a man splayed out on the steps of the New York Historical Society with his hand down his pants. The photos are often accompanied by comments like, "Don't feel safe in my neighborhood anymore." In many New York City neighborhoods, these are not uncommon sights. But on the Upper West Side,
it's the kind of stuff that you sort of imagined in New York in the 70s and the early 80s that all of a sudden it's very present and very in your face.
That's 42-year-old Avi Gelboim.
I think there's a real risk post-pandemic that for the young families that stuck around and are trying to make it work in the city instead of fleeing to the suburbs, that this could drive a lot of young families like us out of the neighborhood for good.
An online petition with more than 3,000 signatures and growing is demanding homeless residents be removed from hotels in the neighborhood. The parent association at PS 87 asked its members to write elected officials and reporters demanding the same. Some shelter residents, like 55-year-old Luis Pastores, say they know they're not welcome. Since he got to the Upper West Side in late July, Pastores says strangers have been stopping him in the street, asking him what he's doing there.
Why do you look at people like that? Because we are homeless. We're trying to get on our feet to get our own place. We have no choice. The mayor sent us here.
He says he used to install fiber optic cables before he was hit by a car. Now he uses a walker to get around and says he can't work. He's been in the shelter system for 3 years.
Listen, they saying Black Lives Matter, but they don't want Black lives in this area.
Many residents I spoke with said race had nothing to do with their opposition to the shelters. Several said they were sympathetic to calls to address systemic racism. And some say they even marched in recent Black Lives Matter protests. But Amanda Falk, a white social worker whose husband and son are Black, says race has everything to do with it. She says she finds the language she's seen being used in the Facebook group disturbing.
Calling the residents creatures, criminals, inmates, which is a very fascinating one to me because it's not a crime to be homeless.
Chatter about the neighborhood changing has spilled over from online forums onto the street. The Lucerne on West 79th Street is the latest hotel to begin housing homeless folks with some 300 residents. Across the street from the century-old hotel, 69-year-old Barbara Rockmore sees my microphone and wants to talk.
They're more than homeless. They're menaces to society is what they are.
She and others who are advocating for the shelter's removal say they would welcome homeless women and children. It's the drug users and sex offenders living there they don't want around. While we're talking, we're interrupted by a 25-year-old named Clodian, who won't give his last name. He says Rockmore's wrong. The men should be allowed to stay.
Quite frankly, where else would they go?
They start to argue.
Upper West Siders claim that they're so liberal that they want to help everybody, but then once it's in their own backyard, they say get them out of here. And that's ludicrous.
Excuse me, one of them tried to break the glass doors of my building
so
Saturday.
A second man passing by hears their conversation. He asks if he can say something.
Can I speak?
Yes, of course.
I'm 28 years old. I'm in there. I just ain't got no family to go to, but I work.
His name is Jeffrey Smith. He works as a cleaner at hospitals and at the Javits Center when it was housing COVID patients. He says he's trying to find an apartment through the city's housing lottery. So far, no luck.
This is just a stepping stone for me, and I can't let everybody spoil it.
He's got a daughter who just turned one. He says he's just trying to go to work and do the right thing.
Nobody sees me. If you look at me, you wouldn't even think I'm in there.
But he is in there, at least for the time being. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.